brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the anti-gun, anti-free speech crowd in the last 3 days since the tragic shooting there in Tucson, Arizona, has been involved in a full frontal assault. Now they're kind of breaking off some of that assault having to face the facts that this guy was a complete and total Fruit Loop and registered as a independent and described as a liberal by his friends. Now we're getting a clear image from the neighbors of the father, who was a very angry, reclusive individual, and the mother was very, very nice, and obviously they let their spoiled brat, mentally ill, psychopathic son have his little devil shrine. When he wasn't talking about how great abortion was, he had the devil shrine in the backyard. And when the FBI showed up yesterday, the family had the house barricaded ahead of, I guess, neighborhood assaults. They were described by neighbors as the Adams family. And that's why we have the Second Amendment, is to protect ourselves from little spoiled brats turned into psychopathic devils like Jared Lee, who will now go down in history, Mr. Loeffner, as one more of those death-obsessed, lovers of death, bloodthirsty, demonic individuals. If you thought that MySpace, Facebook photos of him were creepy, now the new mugshot of him is even more creepy, and we're going to be showing that while I talk about him throughout the next hour. For radio listeners, you're saying you're going to be showing us that. Obviously, it's been all over the news, all over television, all over the newspapers across the country and the world today. But we're also streaming live at prisonplanet.tv for radio listeners that want to be able to tune in and listen to not just the audio stream, but also visually watch this broadcast. Okay. We got a break here in a few minutes and really officially start the full broadcast. We're going to get into all the latest developments on the Jared Lee Loeffner front. We're also going to get into the fact that it turns out that the suspect had made death threats in the past. The sheriff, when he's not blaming Rush Limbaugh or blaming free speech or the Second Amendment or Sarah Palin and the Tea Party, it turns out that the specific death threats were made. And, you know, it's funny. We've gotten death threats here before, and the idiots will leave their name and number. And then we'll go ahead just so there's a record of it in case they come around and we got to defend ourselves. We'll call the police. And it's happened a lot in Austin, and I'll sit there and talk to the detective, and I'll say, okay, here's their name and number. I want you to call them. And they'll call them, and the person will just say, oh, I was just joking. And the Austin police don't say, hey, come in and press charges. I know I could force it through and demand it, but they don't really want me to press charges. It's just kind of, oh, well, you can defend yourself if they come around. But I think it is important. I think the next time we can identify somebody who makes a death threat here, that I'm going to go ahead and go to the trouble to go down and file charges on them. I think we've gotten too lax, all of us, with putting up with things like this, whether it's to a congressperson or to a mayor or to a police chief or a judge or a school teacher or an auto mechanic, a medical doctor, it doesn't matter. Somebody threatens to kill you, you need to file a complaint with the police and you need to press charges on that front. I mean, if they clearly say, I'm going to come stick a gun to your head and I'm going to pull the trigger. We had a schizophrenic just a few months ago. Sounded like a redneck schizophrenic. Call up, say, Alex, better quit calling my house. A lot of them prank callers, too. They have those soundboard things. People record my voice and do things like that. I'm going to come down there and I'm going to put a gun to his head and I'm going to pull the trigger. And then I call the idiot, say, you know, you better not call here and do that. And I left a message at the number. Then I call the police. These people are nuts. We'll be right back.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The numerologists, people who are obsessed with numbers, it's akin to the science or pseudoscience of astrology. I bet they're having a field day today. It is 1111. I was signing some paperwork and documents this morning and just noticed that I was adding after my signature 1, 11, 11. Or the first month, the 11th day of the 11th year. Or it's the 11th year, 11th day of the first month, depending on how you look at it via U.S. style or European calendar style. One angle that hasn't been covered in the Giffords roll green shooting at the hands of the Grim Reaper, mass murderer, as I have dubbed him, Jared Lee Loeffner. And that's an angle covered by Paul Joseph Watson. I think it's a very important aspect of this story. Establishment ignores violent rhetoric from eco-leftists. And we did on the Sunday show show the video of the 1010 project financed by the British government, showing children being murdered, 9-year-olds in a private school setting in England, being asked, will you support carbon taxes? What are you going to do to cut your carbon output of carbon dioxide? And of 20-plus students, the vast majority say, I'm going to submit totally. I'm not going to take a hot bath, you know, things like that. I'm, you know, going to walk more places. And several of the children say, I'm not going to do anything. The teacher says, fine, that's your choice. And then she hits a red button, and they explode, flinging guts and blood and brain matter all over the teacher and the rest of the students. And then it cuts to a boss at a company asking his employees who's going to make cuts. And the majority, of course, in a peer pressure system say yes, but a minority says no, so he murders them. Then it cuts to a soccer team, the same thing. And it just goes on and on and on from there. And there are all these other TV ads and messages in television programs and all these different editorial articles, really by the thousands that I've seen over the years, promoting that humans are parasites, humans are scum, humans are trash, and that little baby humans are some type of larva of the devilish parasite. Because the social controllers know that if they can demonize babies and demonize children, and kind of glamorize abortion, like the new MTV show is doing, how cool it is, how chic it is to murder your baby in the womb and then write poetry about it. You can't make this stuff up. Then you'll devalue all life. And at the end of every nature show that I've seen for decades, they demonize humans at the end and show how horrible we are. We're being taught to hate ourselves and to be guilty and then to pay taxes and lower our standards of living and give up our liberties and be surveilled in the name of the new eco-religion. And it's all anti-human. And it's all about population reduction. And one of the sacraments of it is abortion and hating your fellow man and dreaming about forced population reduction. I mean, it's just pushed everywhere. Like Newsweek last year with the cover, The Case for Killing Granny, admitting the death panels and how great it is, and then having a some set system where there's a set size of the pie, and if you're going to get ahead, somebody's got to lose, instead of a win-win-win type psychological economic outlook that is the real reality and that can bring humanity forward and onward and upward to the stars. They want to turn us against each other. So what does Bill Gates say? Well, if we don't give granny health care, we can hire 10 teachers. But if we don't, we've got to lay them off. They're turning us against each other. You know, I hear mainline leftists who mean well all the time on talk radio and read their articles in the news, and they describe how the pie is only one size and how we've got to take from the rich to give to the poor. Well, the real system is the ultra-rich control the big governments of the world, and they use that as a system to consolidate the wealth into their own hands, vertically integrate it, and then shut down avenues for new wealth formation by the middle class. And it's been that way throughout history. The ultra-elite is always waging war against the middle class. And it was they failed to suppress the middle class in the Renaissance in Europe, starting about 500 years ago. And this whole New World Order and Malthusian economics and mercantilism, and which is its modern name is globalism, that is all an attempt to end the Renaissance and bring in a new dark age of control. And so everything we do here is to educate people about that real scenario, that real paradigm, and to resist it. Now, continuing here, this article, again, is from PrisonPlanet.com. Establishment ignores violent rhetoric from eco-leftists. While the establishment has invoked the supposed threat of vitriolic right-wing rhetoric as a tool with which to bludgeon freedom of speech in response to the Tucson shootings, it has conspired to sweep under the carpet the far more extreme and threatening language and images used by so-called leftists in the context of the climate change debate rhetoric that has led directly to crimes and murders. While Sarah Palin is castigated for using an image of crosshairs targeting political districts, leftists produce violent and bloody films that depict children being liquidated in an orgy of blood and guts for not towing the line of the political dogma of man-made global warming. You've had all these weird cases of parents shooting their babies, shooting their toddlers, and then shooting themselves. We've seen cases of that. People setting their own houses on fire, burning it up, chanting, "It's for the earth, it's for the earth." We've seen, you know, the guy taking over the Discovery Channel facility because it's for the earth and the humans were parasites. I mean, we see it constantly out there, and it's lauded and praised as if it's something good. And now we have the Democrat governor running in the campaign for U.S. Senate in West Virginia, firing a 30-odd six through the cap-and-trade bill. You've got now a lot of cases documented at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Drudge Report's got a bunch of them up, where they're calling for Sarah Palin's murder and putting crosshairs on her, or Democrats putting crosshairs on districts they wanted, or Obama saying, "Let's bring guns," or the Republicans bring a knife, we're going to bring guns to that knife fight. All of this is symbolic, and it's part of the political discourse. And so when the Democrats hypocritically try to come in and say, end this rhetoric, when I really looked at it from a nonpartisan perspective, outside the left-right paradigm, the left are some of the most vicious race baiters and hate promoters and balkanizers and people that use military terminology even more than the Republicans. But hey, I've got an idea. How about we follow the First Amendment? Doesn't matter if you're an atheist, a libertarian, a communist, a liberal, a conservative, a freedom lover. That's what I call myself. That's the best way to describe what I'm into. How about we just all have our freedom of speech? And as long as you don't say, kill someone, as long as you don't go on air or go up to somebody at the checkout counter and say, "I'm going to kill you," you're A-OK. As long as you don't tell people to go kill people. Remember Michael Reagan? We could play the clip here. If you doubt it, just search the term. Michael Reagan says, "Kill Mark Dice." Mark Dice, frequent guest on this show, had questioned the official 9/11 story, as six of the 10 9/11 commissioners have. And Michael Reagan said, "I will pay for the bullets. This is where he lives. I'm serious." He said, "I'm serious. I want you to kill him. I will pay you to kill him. I will pay for the bullets. And we need to line up all the other 9/11 truthers and shoot them." Now, the FBI was called. Mark Dice did get threats, by the way. I'm going from memory. It happened a few years ago, but at work and all over the place. And nothing was done. In fact, Michael Reagan had YouTube pulling it down all over the internet, including they tried to do it on our channel, but we filed against them in federal court, and they had to remove their fake claim because it was fair use. Somebody's calling for a murder and a hit, and we're playing it and responding. We have absolute right to do that. 100%, no doubts about that. So the courts were there to help Michael Reagan say kill people, and even if you disagree with people who believe the official fairy tale about 9/11 or folks that don't believe in it, it's all their right. You don't say go kill them, go to their house, go to their work, I'll pay for the bullets, murder them. You know, you hear these calls, and it came out 2 weeks ago that in a major law enforcement symposium, it made national news here in the U.S., that the main speaker was telling police, local police from all over the country, there were thousands of them there, that we need to go ahead and just kill all the quote, Muslims, because they're all terrorists, and go ahead and kill their children, too. And then the reporters were asking the cops there, "Do you agree with that?" And they're like, "Yeah, you heard them." See, this is the mind control. I mean, how do you think the Nazis did what they did? Hitler demonized certain groups, blamed those groups for everything, got a big tribal fervor going, and Germans who were very moral people. I mean, I've studied that culture from the contemporary historians and anthropologists and sociologists at the time. Germans were very moral, very low crime rate, followed the rules, all that stuff, but they had that weakness for following orders. So they did all those things. Same thing with the Soviets and the Russians. But I'm done talking about that. I want to run through some of the latest developments dealing with the shooter, Jared Lee Loeffner. Some big developments. Then we're going to open the phones up And then we've got David Icke joining us, the Southern Poverty Law Center, with Keith Olbermann on MSNBC. They say it's all his fault that...
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Rocky Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
David Icke, former head of the Green Party over in England, best-selling author, one of the better-known, quote, conspiracy theorists in the world, is because doing research on the Grim Reaper Tucson shooter, that's the biggest news story right now in the world, not just in the United States, it's big news all over the planet, and being used to further disarm populations while governments continue to be one of the number one causes of death. They never hype that up and play that up, or the millions of children that died in World War II, in Germany, in Europe, in Russia, in Asia. There's never a discussion of those millions. As Stalin said, one person dies It's a tragedy. 10,000 die. It's a statistic. The media is not hyping that up. But we've got Ike coming on in about an hour from now, or a little more than an hour, bottom of the next hour, because it's just so crazy to have the Southern Poverty Law Center's director of research, Potok, get up on television and say that Ayn Rand and then David Icke are to blame. When the Grim Reaper, devil worshiper, nihilistic, political independent said nothing about David Icke. And they talked about lucid or awake dreaming in one of his rambling videos. I mean, lucid or wide awake dreaming. I saw a Tucson newspaper yesterday saying it's my fault or that I could be connected because I'm in the Richard Linklater movie Waking Life about lucid awake dreaming. I mean, there have been books written about it for hundreds of years. I'm in a movie put out about it by Fox Searchlight. I guess Fox is to blame. The Tucson sheriff for Pinal County, I mean, I don't need to play the clip here. You know it's one of the biggest stories in the country right now. Top of the Drudge Report, ABC News, top story. They're actually at ABC covering it like, I mean, the Drudge Report is just pointing out the absurdity, but ABC and others are taking it serious like, yeah, maybe Rush Limbaugh caused this. Some screwed up, drugged out, clearly schizophrenic freak has all the hallmarks of being under mind control, told people he was under mind control, told others that he was concerned about mind control. I mean, I don't know what the truth is, but we know those programs exist. And then magically, he shows up and shoots all these people, reportedly only got one 18-round clip out and shot 18 people, killing six. I mean, I'm a great shot with a handgun. And I've got high-capacity Glocks myself that take the 30-round, you know, where it sticks out on the bottom. I've got that for defense. And I'm a good shot, but I couldn't imagine walking around shooting people and calmly hitting all 18 of my targets. I mean, that's just amazing. This whole thing is very, very suspicious, and it stinks to high heaven. And this Judge Roll was very patriotic, had ruled against Clinton on the Brady Act, the best federal judge out there, according to Sheriff Richard Mack, who, of course, was the sheriff there in that Arizona county that dealt with that back in 1994. Big Supreme Court case, one of the most important in history, even more important than the one just a few years ago or last year to the Second Amendment. But I wanted to go ahead and first play this clip where Chip Burle, that sounds like some kind of sandwich you get at Chick-fil-A. Chip Burle implies that Ron Paul and Alex Jones, this is on Democracy Now, fed out all over the country, aired on NPR stations, aired on PBS TV stations. I'm subjected to it every day here in Austin. And here I am being blamed for this, and Rush Limbaugh is being blamed. I mean, this is outrageous. And this is defamation. This is slander. This is libel. You can put whatever name you want on it. But because Ron Paul wants to follow the Constitution and have constitutional money, and this guy made one rambling statement about a new monetary system, it's all our fault. We should just let the Federal Reserve devalue the currency. Here's that short clip or part of it from Democracy Now! With the Ford Foundation, Bill Gates Foundation funded propaganda. Here it is.
Well, as the Southern Poverty Law Center points out, comes from a patriot icon named David Wynn Miller of Milwaukee, who has a whole website talking about the use of grammar and numbers as a way of mind control to keep people from focusing on the great Federal Reserve conspiracy theory. The idea that the Federal Reserve was created as part of a vast conspiracy is not just embedded in the minds of people who are disturbed, but it's widely shared on, you know, Alex Jones' website and by Ron Paul, elected Representative Ron Paul. So what we have here is a right-wing milieu in which Mr. Loeffner apparently wandered through and
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so again, I want to play the clip. We kind of ran into the break there. Here is Chick-fil-A, one of these left-wing people that runs around demonizing anyone that wants liberty and freedom, and they pose as if they are, you know, nonpartisan think tank, pointy head experts telling you about the dangerous extremists. Remember, they'd make jokes at the Southern Slime Center and other organizations for years. There's no world government. There's no plan to devalue the dollar. The Federal Reserve isn't private. Anyone that says it is, that's code for racism. But they've gone too far now, saying if you don't like health care, that's code for not liking black people. And folks started going, what? Oh, and the ADL came out against Glenn Beck. Why, he's talking bad about George Soros helping round up and rob Jews. That's anti-Semitic. Well, I mean, I've got a 60 Minutes piece from more than 15 years ago. You can just type into YouTube George Soros 60 Minutes, and you'll have him going, well, I didn't really feel bad about it. It was how I survived. I did go, and if I wouldn't have helped to take what they had, others would have. I mean, we can play those clips. Oh, you're against George Soros. I mean, Media Matters, all these organizations, they're funded by Ford Foundation. They're funded by Soros. They're funded by other big globalists. They're funded by Bill and Melinda Gates to go out there and shut up anybody that doesn't want government health care. But Bill Gates, at least, is honest. Well, if you take the end of care for, say, an old grandma, you could not lay off 10 teachers. The patient. And then Times of London headlines, secret meeting of world's elite on population reduction. I mean, they want the world for themselves. And so now it's all over the news every day. Global government, Bilderberg Group, you'll pay your taxes to a private IMF World Bank consortium, carbon taxes, national VAT taxes, and I get to have Chip Filet Burley, his real name is Chip Burley, again, sounds like a potato chip or something, constantly over the years harrying me, running around telling weak-minded people that Ron Paul and myself and others are supposedly, you know, generating this atmosphere that caused this guy to go off. And now we learn these people are like the Adams family. Mommy worked for the government. Daddy was always getting in arguments with the neighbors and was, quote, very angry. The guy is an atheist. That's what I've always found, these vampire-dressing, Grim Reaper type of, you know, vampire wannabe groups. They always say they're atheists, but they're wearing a devil shirt and painting their fingernails black. And it's like, and you know, then you go, what do you listen to on that iPad? Oh, here, it's devil, war, devil, slaughter, murder, death, kill the children. One time I got drugged by one of my cousins to kind of see a mainline in college rock and roll band. And we took some dates out to it. And we go in, and they had Marilyn Manson before Marilyn Manson was popular and really known. And I walk in, and there's this skinny guy, looks like a concentration camp victim, and he's vomiting on stage. And the name of the record, I guess, at that time was Smells Like Children. And there were little toddler onesies stapled up on the speakers, and he was throwing them to people, screaming about murdering children and how much fun it was. And needless to say, we left in about 5 minutes. I was like, is this really... And this is what young, weird, soft people who I guess never had any adventures, never had any hardship, or when they did get beat up when they were 12, mommy and daddy got real mad about it. They didn't tell Junior go out and fight back. So then they just sit there getting beat up on. So they decide to be scary vampire people and to you know, go around trying to intimidate people. Then they go buy guns and they go and shoot people. Harris and Kleinbold. It's the same story every time. That's why Sunday I called it. I said, this guy's a devil worshiper. This guy's a vampire wannabe. I could listen to the music in his favorite video, that Grim Reaper character out there burning the American flag, all his atheist stuff, all his talk about how great abortion is, and I called it. I know these people. It isn't hard to call it. It's kind of like you're in a deer stand and a coyote runs out. Well, that's a coyote. Or a timber wolf runs out. That's a timber wolf. Or a white-tailed doe comes out. Or you see one come out with a baby that's got spots on it. That's a fawn. Or you see a big, fat, red-breasted blackbird hopping around on the ground. That's a robin. You know, I've got my instincts. I've got my brain. I know how to assess people. Okay? And then meanwhile, I'm sorry, American flag-burning, devil-worshipping abortion lovers are not Rush Limbaugh or Alex Jones or Ron Paul influence people. Let's get that straight. Now, it is true that the hottest thing on the Internet and the hottest thing in culture is reforming the currency and getting rid of the Federal Reserve and restoring our sovereignty. As he said last year, as Zbigniew Brzezinski to the CFR, for the first time in history, because of technology, the people are awake and have recognized the global elite and how they're pulling the strings, and the globalists are in trouble. So, yes, you are going to have more schizophrenics and more nuts now attracted to this because it's the hottest issue out there. Why do you think they let conspiracy theory on TV? Then it was so effective, they're trying to quietly pull it. And I've confirmed by insiders at TV networks. I mean, I have the documents, but I'm not allowed to show them because it would identify who did it. This is not from the production company of the show or Ventura. This is from people inside who program the computers, the DVRs nationwide, and companies that run those agreements. There's all sorts of threats of litigation going on, you name it. Some cable systems are refusing to delete the entire Jesse Ventura two seasons. Oh, yes, they're now, Time Warner is now giving orders that they all be deleted. Unprecedented. They've got this other guy. He's here in my news stack. And it's also up on Drudge today, who's put out the show Decoded on History Channel. And he's in the news today admitting that he secretly has worked for the government. And, you know, they got me to be in their Bohemian Grove episode. They've now listed for, what, the 27th of this month. And I've agreed to not talk about it a lot until it comes out, but I have my misgivings. I'll just tell you that. And once I got on the ground with them, well, you can read the story. It's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's also up on Drudge. It's one of the top stories there. How do you pronounce it? Brad Metzler? Metzler? It's Metzler. It's here it is. It's New York Daily News. Author Brad Metzler was recruited in government agency, horrified at how easy it is to attack U.S. And he's the star of and the writer of these conspiracy shows. And in the one episode I've watched part of, because I'm busy, I don't really watch television, it's the one with Mark Dyson. They're making fun of Mark, saying the Statue of Liberty is really a man in drag and that it's Lucifer. And then they go to top professors who go, yes, it is Lucifer, but it's the good Lucifer. I mean, it is Lucifer, okay? The French Illuminati built the stinking thing and gave it to us, and that's what it is. But see, it is Lucifer, but it's the good Lucifer, but we're kooks for knowing it's Lucifer and not liking it. Kind of like there is a world government, but you still are going to cause the loving little devil worshippers to go shoot people if you're against the world government. It's not that this world government's coming in and causing all this friction and all these crises and that nuts are going to go off because of it. I mean, we've got this major tectonic global banking movement towards tyranny and oppression and cutting off resources to populations in a post-industrial world. You know that's going to create friction and fireworks. And the globalist engineers know that full well and say they're going to capitalize on the chaos to bring in their order. And then Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones and Ron Paul and Sarah Palin are going to be blamed in the process. I mean, this guy talked about awake dreaming, and now they're saying it is Alex Jones. It is the movie Waking Life. And they're blaming David Icke, who doesn't even talk about awake dreaming that I've heard. We've got him coming up. I mean, this is insane. But this is their guilt by association. Let's go ahead and play that clip again of Chip Filet. Here he is.
Is used in the Patriot and far-right movements to describe the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution, which freed the slaves and gave the right of citizenship to anyone born in the United States.
References
to basically conspiracies in which the government is a...
What does that have to do with anything about these people, don't think blacks should have freedom? What? And then it's always, oh, they don't like the health care. That's code for not liking black people. Oh, they're criticizing the White House staff budget. Why is that, Chris Matthews? Well, they just don't like Michelle Obama because she's black. Gee, we're going to have thunderstorms today. Why is that? Because there's black people. I'd like cheese on my hamburger. Oh, because you don't like black people? I like to wear a blue sports jacket today because you don't like black people. Did you wear that white shirt, Mr. Jones, because it's a symbol of not liking black people? Come on, let's be honest about it. I mean, they'll just nonsensically inject it into everything to punch those buttons to get people to become emotional. All right, let's finish the clip here.
Pressing the people and perhaps in his mind engaging in mind control on behalf of vested interests who control the money. This is a long-standing right-wing conspiracy theory.
This issue of grammar?
Well, as the Southern Poverty Law Center points out, comes from a patriot icon named David Wynn Miller of Milwaukee, who has a whole website talking about the use of grammar and numbers as a way of mind control to keep people from focusing on the great Federal Reserve conspiracy theory. The idea that the Federal Reserve was created as part of a vast conspiracy is not just embedded in the minds of people who are disturbed, but it's widely shared on, you know, Alex Jones' website and by Ron Paul, elected representative Ron Paul. So what we have here is a right-wing milieu in which Mr. Loeffner apparently wandered through and posted information about his own beliefs.
Yeah. It just goes on. I'm done. I can't hear any more, but thank you. Let's get the next clip ready, please. And then we're opening the phones up to get your comment on all the things that are happening politically right now, but obviously specifically what you really think is going on with this shooting and all the new bills being introduced to limit how much ammo you can buy or have, or to restrict handguns. I flipped through the channels and heard many of the talk show hosts this morning on XM, including Howard Stern, calling for banning handguns. I mean, this is just outrageous, absolutely outrageous. All that would ensure is that if folks hadn't tackled this guy, the other person that came up and was also involved in subduing him wouldn't have had a gun to stop this guy if he needed it. I mean, it's total common sense, and they know it. But now it's a right-wing conspiracy theory to talk about the Federal Reserve being private or there being a conspiracy to set it up. They just had the 100th anniversary of the 1910 meeting at Jekyll Island, Georgia, and Bernanke, current head of the Fed, a bunch of other top bankers, including Alan Greenspan, former head of the Fed, chairman. They all went there and gave creepy speeches about the criminality of the banks and how 100 years ago their predecessors met secretly there to, I mean, this is, they publicly meet and laugh at everyone about their secret meeting. And at the time, the heads of the big private banks that are now the shareholders of the private Fed, they owned the big newspapers and ran, and this is all admitted now, column after column where they were saying they were against the Federal Reserve Act. See, they wrote it, gave it to their congressman they own. This has all come out. They admit this. This is in mainline, you know, New York Times best-selling books written by the establishment, written by these guys. So they did this con game where they said, oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch. And that's exactly where Briar Rabbit wanted to go. They write it up. They come out and say, we don't want that Federal Reserve Act. Oh, just like we didn't want the Sherman Antitrust Act. Oh, that let us make all our robber baron money tax-free. It's horrible. They wrote that as well. The average person doesn't even know what the Sherman Antitrust Act is, much less that it was a shill operation. So, see, they act like, oh, we don't want Federal Reserve. That'll run everything and control us. And because everybody knew then the banks were big and corrupt. Thomas Jefferson had written about it. Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, later. Lincoln had written about it before him. Andrew Jackson. I mean, that's what elections were about, was the money power. But now the perceived knowledge for the average American is it's kooky and weird to talk about the Federal Reserve. For decades, that's been the view in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Not anymore. People have rediscovered offshore banks, the same ones that have destroyed all these third world countries and made them dependent through the money power. The power to issue fiat currency at will allows them the unfair trade advantage to buy off governments and take over. And this guy is still giving you the old tired line that it's a conspiracy theory and that this contributed to this malaise, this morass, this swamp that this guy was in. That's incredible. Let's go ahead and play the Southern Poverty Law Center minion on with Keith Oberman, blaming this on Ayn Rand and David Icke, of all people. Here it is.
Well, you're right that reading through all of his materials, or the materials that are purported to be his, that he sounds quite mad, out of his mind. But there is a thread through the material that really seems pretty clear, and that thread has to do with seeing the government as an enemy. The books you mentioned, there's a theme that runs through all of them, in particular the Ayn Rand book, the idea of the individual against the state. But there are ideas like the idea of the only legitimate currency being backed by gold and silver. You know, that's a core idea of the radical right in this country. The idea, weirdly enough, of controlling grammar, of somehow the government using grammar to control the people, is an idea that exists on the radical right. There's a particular person, a man named David Wynn Miller, who has plugged this idea over the years. This man also talked quite a lot in these strange videos of his about what he called conscience dreaming, but I think is almost certainly meant to be conscious dreaming, which is an idea that also has been kind of tossed around on the radical right, in particular by a kind of British conspiracy theorist by the name of David Icke. So a lot of these ideas, his burning of the flag, his talking about the government as treasonous, and using mind control to control the rest of
it. Okay, that's enough. So if you don't want to have private central banks destroy the currency and your savings, if you want the Congress to take control of the issuance of currency and credit, as the Constitution states, you heard it. It's a radical conspiracy theory, and it's causing people to dress up like Grim Reapers and burn the American flag. It's all our fault.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
The big news today,
Big John,
is that
Big John,
Arizona suspect, Big had made death threats. John. The sheriff said they never did anything about it. A death threat is a terroristic threat and is illegal. And if the threat was something you were really thinking about carrying out, it's even more time in prison. But in this culture, they allow people to make death threats, and then nothing is done about it. And then they say, oh, now all of you have to lose your liberties, your freedoms, because somebody acted out on this. And now we've put together an article that I think shows premeditated knowledge of this. Liberal media was already prepared for violence. And that's a good headline with Matt Ryan. You probably just want to add so people know what it's in connotation. Liberal media was already prepared for violence in Tucson. Let's add in Tucson to that so folks know what's going on here. Continuing, the terrible shooting in Tucson, Arizona, left six dead, including federal judge John Roll and critically injured Representative Gabrielle Giffords. Was the act of a 22-year-old that was immediately profiled as a Tea Party member. He wasn't even just profiled. They just made that up. They just put out the false profile. The mainstream media focused on 2 points in his many ramblings, including government mind control and refusing to use a currency not backed by gold or silver. What is most curious about it is that it appears he was profiled as the shooter before there was even a shooting. In multiple interviews, Representative Giffords, the idea of a Tea Party activist using violence against her was brought up either right before or after the mention of the upcoming vote to recall controversial health care reform. Yeah. And this is also part of hyping copycatters. You know, every time there's been a big school shooting and they hype it, then we see aftershocks and more. And then they try to hype that, and then there's aftershocks of that. And then finally, it doesn't have the shock value, so the media doesn't cover it as much, and it dissipates. But weak-minded, mentally ill people who are easily suggestible or brainwashed mind-control Manchurian candidates that are out there operating, this is then their trigger. And he's got videos linked in here. In the video below, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was interviewed about an incident where the front door of her office was shattered while stock footage of Tea Party protesters waving the Gadsden flag were rolling. And we know we've caught the Democrats over and over again knocking out their own windows. I'm not saying she did this, but it turned out in Denver and other areas they have been caught. You know, it's the famous thing of the white lady carving the Barack Obama on her face and then it saying black men did it and it turned out she did it. Or black students are caught many times putting swastikas on their dorm or crosses in their yards. Same thing with Jewish students. I mean, this is something that doesn't matter what group it is. They all do it for sympathy. It's really a false flag. It's a frame-up. The interview was steered in the direction that would indicate that the Tea Party is posing a threat against Democratic lawmakers. They touch on Sarah Palin's use of crosshairs on the site, explaining that this could potentially cause someone to use violence against the Democrats featured in the graphic. And don't people see by hyping that, they're actually putting it in the minds of these people? And it turns out that the Grim Reaper shooter, Jared Lee Loeffner, was obsessed with her at least 3 years back into 2007, 3.5 years back, and that he'd gone to her events. He kept letters from her, constituent letters in a safe. And now there was all this constant hype of her on television over and over again. Are you worried? The crosshairs, they're coming to get you. And they're watching. Was the schizophrenic easily suggestible? So in a way, it was just a culture of media mind control that contributed to this. You can say that.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.